From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know who I consistently have on? People that are consistently the most accurate. And Mike Adams, the health ranger, naturalnews.com, is one of those people. Mike Adams has wide spectrum analysis and understanding of a whole bunch of different fields integrated in together. And to really understand what's happening, that's what you've got to have. So I want to hit the AI data centers, the AI, what's really behind it, the mass awakening to it. I want to hit the wars, the economy, the energy and fertilizer shortages. What's going to come next out of this? We've already told you what's going to happen. Now let's tell you what's coming next. And them trying to launch this new Ebola, this junta, all of this. And what humanity needs to do to get prepared for what's happening. But I don't want to make myself at the center of this, but I want to ask Mike because I really respect his views. That's who we have on again and again, people that have the most accuracy rate. He's right up there at the top. Most smart people I know. Why Friday would Tedros, the head of the World Health Organization, horrible evil globalist, say, oh, Alex, don't say we're playing a new pandemic. Oh, don't say Junta's a new pandemic. I didn't say it was. I said, you're trying it. He's saying, pass our world treaty. See, it's right. Oh, it's going to spread. Doom and gloom. Now they've moved on to Ebola. Why would he put out this big public statement that we'll put on screen? Why would he come out and respond to me? What does that symbolize? Well, I have the clip here. The UN admits that their funding's falling apart. The whole world's turning against them. Their own scientist are turning against them, or they already decided to pivot from Junta because nobody was buying it to Ebola. What does this signify? I think overall it signifies they realize they're losing the information war, but I want to get Mike's take on that and hit the new Ebola, the Junta first, then we'll shift gears into the data centers and the AI, and we'll put that graph back up. The U.S. already has more data centers than anybody else. We're set to have three times the entire world combined. And just the executive order that Trump signed, the bill they tried to pass to give them dictatorial control, where they're above the law and nobody can sue them, not individuals, not city or state governments. The feds can't do anything except the executive. And this board Trump set up, right there is the AI dictatorship of big tech. So that's the reality. But let's put the world graph up. Show the world graph. Well, we'll get to it later. The point is, this is a big deal. And it's ultimate discrimination. The machines get everything, you get nothing. Oh, you're still bad having an air conditioner or kids or a dog or a cat. Oh, you can't eat beef, but we get whatever we want. What's this really all about? Because, yeah, it's about wargaming and accelerated futures and creating the ultimate AI for control. But just at a temporal base level, it's about immunity above the law for key tech corporations to take over and then run our lives. It's not just about the AI running the cars and the machines. It's about literally only they can operate. Only they get energy. It's checkmate, folks. And so that's why all these cities and stuff banning and people moving against it, this is the future fight. But Mike, naturalnews.com, health ranger on X, I don't want to spend too much time on the new pandemics they're trying because they're kind of fizzling, but as you predicted it would when you were on 2 weeks ago. But what do you make of Tedros reaching out to me?
It's an admission that they've lost the info war, just like you said. Straight up admission. See, remember, for your audience, I know... They tried to destroy you through lawfare. They tried to destroy you financially. They tried to destroy you by taking your intellectual property, forcing you to move out of your studios, etc. On and on, defamation, smears, hundreds of thousands of stories in the media. They thought that would work. And frankly, it would have worked on almost anybody. But they miscalculated with you and your crew. And as a result, now they're trying to negotiate with you, right? So at first they're, destroy Alex. And now they're like, plead with Alex. And the thing is, they should know that you're not for sale. Your opinion's not up for auction. You know, you're going to say it the way you see it every time consistently. And Tedros, I mean, I would imagine his colleagues are saying, why did you do this? Why did you reach out to Alex like this? I don't know. We can't get in his mind. We don't know his exact reasoning. But in my view, it's an admission that they've lost the info war. And Alex, you said something really critical in your last segment. You nailed it, actually. You said this is a terraforming operation. I completely agree. Everything that we're seeing, if you want to tie it all together, we could talk about the virus, the data centers, the water supplies, the war, everything. What it all has in common is this is terraforming planet Earth to prepare it for a post-human future, or a primarily post-human future. Only a relatively small number of humans will be allowed to exist if the globalists get their way. That's what we're fighting against, is a near total mass extermination.
So it's not just a takeover of humans, it's a takeover of the whole planet.
Well, yeah, and forming it for the next life form, which will be some kind of silicon hybrid, you know, maybe AI cyborg takeover. I mean, we don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but that's the direction it's going.
And that's what they say. I'm sure you saw the WF last week. Their new theme is, we need a god, which Elon warned of. We need an AI god. If I get that clip from last week, there were a couple of them where they go, oh, no, the world needs a savior. AI is it. But just briefly, what you just said is key.
I saw that.
They somehow decided in 2016 that if they could demonize and destroy me, somehow it would make it all go away. I was a big then, but there were still hundreds of prominent people that were smart as I or smarter like you and others. But they decided it was just me, so they came after me. Now there are thousands of prominent speakers that are as smart as I am or smarter that get it. Millions of people that get it that are speaking out. So what's funny is they still think it's about me, and they don't get, like, Agent Smith we've already replicated. I don't, and gotten better than the old Alex Jones. I mean, I always said my mission was, because literally the Holy Spirit told me this, like 27 years ago, when I had that, it wasn't a visual vision, but sitting in that restaurant at night by myself after my show, and I wasn't drinking and drugs, anything, and I was like told, this is all going to happen, and then your job has become obsolete. You get enough people to get this. Not that you told them what to do, they just see the perspective. So in closing, what would you say about that, though? Their ultimate defeat is they still think it's about me, and they have no idea that, can't they see the replication and the advancement?
Yeah, they're completely blind to how humanity has already awakened to a large extent to what's going on. And let me back up and add another layer to this that I'm sure will resonate with some of the dreams you're having and so on, which is that, you know, they have created artificial scarcity for all of our lifetimes by suppressing technologies that humanity should have had access to, especially free energy technologies, tech like cold fusion or low energy nuclear reactions. It was demonstrated in 1989, Fleischmann and Pons. They suppressed it at that point because they knew that decentralized energy would allow the people to be able to homestead and grow food and have transportation inexpensively and to be able to have free time to think about philosophy and liberty and our founding fathers and so on, that they didn't want the people to have enough free time to rise up against the technocracy. So they suppressed free energy technology all these years. You know, you've covered it 1,000 times on your show.
Which is feudalism. For people that don't know, feudalism is keeping people poor to control them.
Yep. So the artificial scarcity has kept people in a prison. Now the artificial scarcity is being turned way up for extermination. So now we're going to face energy lockdowns. In some countries, it's already begun. There are rolling blackouts in the Philippines. You know.
And by the way, for you, just for people that don't know, they told us at the Rio de Janeiro event was the big jump. They said by 2020, we launch from beta to operational for depopulation. By 2030, planetary dictatorship. By 2047, no humans left that aren't cyborgs. That's the official plan. So what's insane is that they're doing it. I mean, people see all this, they go, why is this so terrible? Because this is a plan incrementally rolled out. Mike Adams.
They're totally doing it. I did a deep dive over the last couple of days into the water resources, the Ogallala water aquifer, you know, underneath Texas, Kansas, Oklahoma, parts of Colorado, etc. That water aquifer has a timeline. The timeline is going to put almost all farming in North Texas and parts of West Texas under the aquifer out of business within about 10 to 15 years. And much the same thing is true in parts of Kansas as well. There's a Central Valley aquifer in California, produces a tremendous amount of our food. That's running dry, and the recharge time is thousands of years.
And as you said, just like they're building giant factories all over the U.S. to suck carbon dioxide out, the data centers just at one base level will use more than all the farmers in North Texas. They are literally designed to kill us.
Yeah, well, the data center water draw is currently very small compared to agriculture, but it's going to become massive. It will become hundreds of billions of gallons a year.
That's what I was saying. Projected, it becomes bigger than farming.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And the farms will be closed. And Alex, we are one generation away from the breadbasket farms in the, you know, the middle of America, from Texas on up north. The breadbasket farms will be largely wiped out. Not Nebraska. Nebraska actually is doing better than the other states, but the southern part of the aquifer will be wiped out in one generation. So that means the farmers farming today that are handing it off to their kids, those kids will be the last farmers to be able to farm that land.
And you have the UN officially in Sri Lanka, Netherlands, where banned the farming, England paying to not plant crops. They had, remember, John Kerry said 2 years ago, we got to cut half the food production or people will starve.
Yeah, exactly. There's an infographic I sent over. So they're draining your town's water. The data centers are making this a lot worse. And at the same time, then the lockdowns on fertilizer production because of the war, because of the limits on natural gas, et cetera, are doubling and tripling the worsening of the food shortages that's going to happen here. Basically, they're making middle America largely uninhabitable without imports of food and energy. So this is part of the terraforming operation. They're going to turn much of America into arid or even desert regions that are very suitable for data centers with solar panels and AI systems and a lot of sunlight capture. You know, rain levels will.
And that's why, Bill Gates, you said this 3 years ago. You said it was, I don't even remember this. You said it's for data centers. And now Bill Gates admits, oh, it's not for farming, it's for data centers.
Yeah, yeah. And remember, there's a new program now. They're going to pollute the skies. They're going to dim the sun. And I think it's called the Stardust, right? That's the new project that they're gaining a lot of funding to launch that. That is going to shut down photosynthesis. So, of course, sunlight is necessary for crops to grow. Everybody knows that, but so is CO2. So it's the light together with the CO2 that creates photosynthesis with water from the ground. That's what creates crops. That's what creates rainforest. That's what creates plants for pollinators, for the honeybees, etc.
They're collapsing the globe's ecosystem. They're collapsing the global ecosystem.
And they're turning Earth. This has always been the goal of the climate cultists, Alex, is to turn Earth into basically the ice planet Hoth from The Empire Strikes Back, because they want it to be a frozen, dead ice ball. That's what would happen if you remove CO2 from the atmosphere. So every time they talk about decarbonization of the Earth, they're first talking about turning Earth into a frozen ice ball where ocean water levels are very, very low because there's so much frozen water, right? And then the decarbonization is the humans, because we are the carbon. And it's very easy to kill off billions of human beings if you're an evil globalist and you cut off the supply of food, fertilizer, energy, and sunlight. That's the goal. It's terraforming. It's terraforming. I mean, you use the right term, and people need to get an understanding of this, because for years they would mock people like me or you. You know, I did a speech on this in 2019. Of course, I was mocked by a lot of people. Oh, they're not terraforming the planet. Oh, yes, they are terraforming. The atmosphere changes.
I mean, you did on record, and they admit they're doing it. The CIA director admitted 12 years ago, and we're not supposed to look at them.
Yes.
Let me ask your opinion of this. Michael Crichton was such a visionary. He must have been an insider, but went against him. Because I remember being in high school. I remember the name of the book. My dad said, you got to read this book by Michael Crichton. And it was about an environmentalist cult took over the world, cut carbon, and then created an ice age on purpose to depopulate. I haven't read the book in like 35 years.
Really?
I think I was like a sophomore in high school. Yeah, Crichton wrote a book about what you just, I just remembered that. Isn't that crazy?
Wait, is that related to the Ice Nine phenomenon, or is that something totally different?
I haven't read the book since I was in high school. When you were saying that,
okay,
it was just crazy. It just popped in my mind about a bunch of other stuff Crichton put out. You know, the guy was pretty visionary.
Well, if you think about it, if they remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, then they drastically would reduce global temperatures. They'd freeze more of the ocean water. Water levels would fall around the world, but also a lot of the, you know, the areas around Greenland would become unnavigable, except by ice-breaking ships, which Russia has much more of those than we do. So it would also clamp down on routes, the sea routes in particular. It would create famine. It would shorten growing seasons all over the world. And when you have famine, then the globalists have control over those people. And that's why, by the way, as a side note, Alex, when we see food aid programs and food rescue programs that we're going to see all throughout 2027 in Africa, in Middle Eastern nations, in Southeast Asia, you'll notice that those foods are processed garbage foods that lack nutrition. So because the processed foods have the longer shelf life, but they lack the natural vitamin E that's in the wheat berries, for example. They'll have processed white flour, bleached, mineral deficient, all of this. So what that causes then is chronic degenerative disease and infertility and turbo cancer rates in those countries.
And let's be clear, though, they know what they've done to the wheat and the bleach and the chemicals. This is all coming out. It's all pre-planned. And so, again, they attack an industry like beef as they bring in their new synthetic cancer cell beef. I mean, they know what they're doing. And how does that tie into alpha-gal and the ticks raining down from the sky, all confirmed, Gates releasing the mosquitoes, and then them bragging, oh, we're going to have you bit by a tick so you can't eat beef. I mean, it's so obvious.
They are feeding us to death with nutrient-depleted foods. They've been doing that for at least two generations in America. And then what you mentioned is to make us allergic to high-density nutrition, because beef supplies iron and zinc and high-density protein and saturated animal fats that actually have an important role in human health. When they can make you allergic to the food sources, then they can force you onto their, you know, cricket protein or their genetically modified chocolate that's coming out now.
And by the way, you and I would talk about that 10 years ago and they'd roll their eyes when Hollywood started promoting it. Now, all the major food producers have invested billions in, quote, poisonous chitin, you know, insect exoskeleton garbage that's totally toxic, and they're putting it in breading everywhere. It's already all over the place.
Again, the goal is to feed humanity to death and to pretend like we're saving these people in these marginalized countries. Pretend, oh, we have such big hearts, all the NGOs and, you know, all the WHO organizations. We're going to bring them food to save their lives. No, they're killing them.
Remember, Bill Gates goes in with the UN to give Africa funding for farming, but says you can't grow real crops anymore. You have to grow GMO.
Yeah, exactly. That kind of thing. And this is a global effort now. So, you know, the message to Tedros should be, hey, stop poisoning the world. Stop killing the world. Let humanity flourish. Let the people in every region of the world eat their own local, cultural, indigenous foods. Because if you do that, you're going to be healthy. You're going to thrive, actually. You know, even Middle Eastern foods, traditional cuisine in the Middle East is a very potent anti-cancer diet. You know, traditional foods in Australia, the Australian Aborigines, a large, you know, medicinal, high plant-based diet, the Amazonian tribes, Tibetan tribes, even Native American Indians, they ate foods that were real, that were healthy. And at that time, the foods had much higher nutrition. Today, that's all been depleted. It's all been wiped away, and humanity is living on basically a death diet by design. And that's why they also, you know, remember the Google search update in 2017? I think it was called the Medic update. They removed everything that taught people how to prevent diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis through diet. They eliminated all of that because,
by the way, Google control is so great. I have the article and the video here. I'll show it when we come back. They now do not show L.A. Palisades burned down in satellite images. They now show it before it happened. The level of control is insane.
Wow. Yeah, well, I've always said Google is one of the most evil corporations in the history of humanity. And now their involvement in AI and also quantum computing has myself and a lot of people concerned about how they're going to weaponize that against humanity. And of course, Google technology has been used by the IDF to target civilians, for example. Google technology will be used to unleash drones against the American people sooner or later, I believe. I think that's where this is going. You know, we can get into AI, but almost every AI company in the United States, other than Anthropic, said yes, absolutely, to weaponization and mass surveillance technology. That includes OpenAI, of course, Microsoft, Meta, and Google. So they're all signing up for Pentagon programs and getting Pentagon funding to build autonomous weapons, which will ultimately become Terminator, Skynet, kamikaze drones, whatever they need. And then it's only a matter of time, Alex, you know how this is going to work, before they declare the American people to be terrorists because the people are rising up against the data centers. They're like, we need water. We need electricity. We need our food farms back. Oh, you're a terrorist. And sooner or later, somebody like Hegseth, maybe not him, but somebody like him, is going to unleash the military with the autonomous drones to go out and start killing Americans who are protesting. That's where this is headed. There's no question about this.
All right, Mike, I want to start getting into this. We need to talk about the data centers. This is something that's finally got people's attention, just like the kill switches in the cars and what's happening, what these are really about. Obviously, the executive orders that they're above the law, it establishes big tech, only a few companies to be able to do whatever they want. But then larger end game, give us a prelude of what's coming up about what this is really all about with AI.
Well, as I mentioned on your show a week ago or whatever it was, the amount of compute power that is being built in this infrastructure is far more than would be justifiable by just AI inference services or any kind of web hosting or data hosting or video hosting. So clearly there's some really large project going on that would require ultimately terawatt hours of power annually. In my view, the most likely candidate for that is going to be the 3D world simulators. I think they're going to spawn billions of 3D worlds. And remember, I quoted Jan LeCun, the grandfather of AI, very brilliant AI researcher, who says the only way to build superintelligence is to give these entities 3D world physical experience like a human child. That's what they're going to do. So remember I said also NVIDIA also has already built these 3D world simulators. So that's one theory. They're going to spawn billions of worlds. They're going to then try to grow superintelligent AI entities that evolve on a much faster time scale because time can run a million times faster in the sim. And then they're going to port that entity that they think is conscious into this world, and they're going to use that entity to embody data centers in our world. And from there, you know, humanity's probably toast. That's one theory. I understand other people have other theories about what's going on. Some people think it's, you know, like wormhole research, faster than light travel, anti-gravity, warping space-time research, which requires high amounts of energy.
Well, I think it's fair to say, they admit all of this, they're using it all as a advanced research tool. I think they're doing it all.
I think that the Pentagon's involvement is definitely a red sign, a red alert sign on all of this. Probably they're doing all that kind of research somewhere, absolutely. But in these data centers in particular, because of all the GPUs, I think those are going to be 3D world sims to start with. And then, of course, mass surveillance and then autonomous drone technology development.
To boil that down, you said they need that to mass scale wargaming.
Yeah, well, and remember, they can clone all of human psychology based on the metadata that they've retrieved from everybody. And they can then build a sim world that is a replica, a twin world of all humans, because they know your search engine queries. They know they've been listening to everybody speak to their Alexa, et cetera.
Wait a minute, stay there. They can create a copy of you that your family couldn't even, that'll beat voice.
Yes.
I remember you just said, about 12 years ago, there was a big headline, I think Wired Magazine, the Pentagon is building an artificial world with all of our info in it. You remember that,
yeah,
right?
All of us. They're going to have our clones, our digital clones in that world. They're going to test things on us in that world.
So they're building a Matrix copy of this to then invade the real world. We'll be right back with my guys.
Yep.
What a visionary.